Afghans who work for U.S. and other NATO troops in Afghanistan are favorite targets of the Taliban. The militants consider them traitors to be tortured and maimed. That's what happened to Abdul Ghani. He works for a U.S.-led provincial reconstruction team. This year, Taliban fighters ambushed a convoy Ghani was in. They beat him. Then they sliced off his right ear. But a Navy commander and an American hospital in Afghanistan are giving back what the Taliban took away. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson sent us this story from Kabul.
Country singer Toby Keith's Taliban song plays in the operating room at Cure International Hospital in Kabul, where Abdul Ghani is under the knife. It seems an appropriate tune, given the Taliban is the reason he is here in the first place. An Afghan mechanic whose ear was cut off by the Taliban because he was driving a truck loaded with food for American troops. But on this day, Abdul Ghani is getting a new ear, one crafted from his ribs and skin. Doctors say in a few months, the new ear will look as real as the one he lost. He is the fourth Afghan mutilated by the Taliban and made whole again by the very Americans the Taliban wants Afghans to avoid. The reconstructive surgeries are the brainchild of Abdul Ghani's boss, Navy Commander Larry Legree, who heads the provincial reconstruction team in Kunar province.
We basically wanted to look at what we could do to help these guys out because they were working with us. And not only for these guys, these two gentlemen specifically, but in general, what we could do to show the Taliban and show the people that the coalition forces working with their government offer alternatives to what the Taliban were offering.
So Legree contacted Cure Hospital in Kabul, which specializes in repairing birth defects. The charity hospital's administrators agreed to help. Executive Director Jim Klein.
This is just a nice way to give them not only their appearance back, but a sense that they've reached out to the Americans are reaching back to them.
The program recently got underway with the help of surgeons who volunteer their time, like Dr. Keith Rose, who paid his own way to Kabul from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Most of the time, the way these surgeries are done, they're done for children that are born without an ear.
Which Rose, a former Army surgeon, says is an easier procedure than the one he is doing on Abdul Ghani. He spends hours separating skin from Abdul Ghani's skull to craft a pocket in which to place rib cartilage for the new ear.
This first plane is the toughest. We're in no hurry. We get a good night's sleep. We're going to have a good time. See, I'm right underneath the hair follicles here. Excellent. Very good.
Rose is talking to Afghan Dr. Ulfat Hashimi, a surgeon he's training to do these sorts of procedures. But how often the hospital will be able to operate on the estimated 200 Afghan workers who've lost body parts to Taliban knives is another matter. The Pentagon recently rejected the Kabul hospital's request for $430,000 to pay for a year's worth of these procedures. That leaves Cure stuck paying the $3,600 it costs to do each operation. Klein says his hospital is asking the patients to contribute as much as they can. Abdul Ghani will pay $200. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.